At Optavia, our mission is to offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. The following audio contains a personal testimonials of independent coaches and clients within the Optavia community. Their results are based on the unique experiences of their journey. We cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. We hope these stories inspire you to continue your journey with or join Optavia, but please note that they have not been verified and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you speak with a healthcare provider prior to beginning your journey with Optavia. Additionally, this audio may contain income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. The stories shared reflect the unique experience of a very small percentage of Optavia coaches and should not be relied upon by prospective or current Optavia coaches as an indication of what they should expect to earn. We cannot guarantee financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts which require hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia income disclosure statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches.
Well, welcome everybody and welcome to our Optavia business call. I'm Dr. A and excited about being here tonight. Tonight is kind of a sentinel call. I think you all will remember this call. You know, I was thinking back and reflecting over the last almost 20 years. We started these calls back in like the early 2000s. And the first calls, I think, had like, 50, 60 people on them. And now there's averaging over 5,000. And so it's been an interesting journey. We've had a lot of fun doing it. And tonight I have the opportunity to really kind of outline, you know, where we go from here. You know, one of our leadership habits, Lead from the Future, Act in the Now, is to always be looking forward. And we've been teaching you over the years to be open, curious, and want to grow and to become more. And we're at that point now. And, you know, one of the cool things is we've been growing so quickly. I want to first congratulate your efforts because everyone on the call has been responsible, you know, to really change the health of America and the world and to create optimal well-being for people is a huge undertaking. And I remember 20 years ago when I started talking about it, I think people thought I was crazy. And I think all of you on the line tonight know we're doing it. We're making it happen. It's becoming a reality. And it's something I'm really proud of. And you know, I've been proud of these calls. They've been an important part. And tonight we're going to announce the innovation and evolution to the next level. So one of the key parts about us providing the offering of optimal health and well-being through lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time, is the opportunity of our four components. And, you know, they're four very tremendous offerings that together have evolved over the last two decades. And together, they really give people a real opportunity with hard work and consistency and persistency, working with their coach to potentially change their health, change their habits and change their well-being. And so we're very proud about that. And if I think about each one of those components, we've been working on evolving those. And the key thing we want to do and we want to talk about tonight is the evolution of time. You know, we know if we can make it easier for you by using technology to help support our clients and our coaches, we have the opportunity to truly get out to more people and make your job easier and make your job focused on what I talked about last year at our national event, human transformational technology. You know, technology as it sits today can do amazing things with artificial intelligence. And I can tell you that we, the well-being and the heart-to-heart that comes from caring, from compassionate coaches, is second to none. Imagine if we can harness both those. So we're going to talk tonight about some things we're going to be doing in the not-too-distant future to make it easier for you to do your job. Second of all, the Habits Health Transformational System evolved from the Habits of Health, which came out in 2008. You know, that's, gosh, that's what, 13, almost 14 years ago. And it's now evolved to a comprehensive approach. And just this morning, Jamil was talking to me and basically I was really proud because as one of our integrated top leaders and someone I've watched evolve so much, I meant to get this out. So I apologize. It's taking me a second to get it. But basically he said to me this morning, see if I can find it. Here it is. He goes, Dr. A, the habits of, it's just spontaneous. I got this in the morning when I woke up. Habits of Health 2.0 may have been the best book ever written about health and well-being. It's so darn good. My whole family is starting to get healthier and getting involved. We're all going through it together. First time ever my family has actually cared about getting healthy. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. And that's kind of where we are now. Our technology within our system is great. The next thing, and of course, our feelings have been great since the beginning and continue about. We have an amazing food technology team and scientific team that works. We've had some difficulty in the past year keeping up because we've been growing so fast, but that's being taken care of. And I had a great opportunity to talk to Nick Johnson, our president, and basically, you know, they're doing the things to scale us. So those things will very shortly, we'll look back and we'll need a telescope to look back at those. But the area I want to talk to you about tonight is our community. You know, our community is very powerful, and yet we need to use technology to connect it. So I'm really proud to announce that Mike Colvin, who's in charge of our training, and myself are heading up a facilitated group of leaders. And we're going to be working at creating a work group to really increase our skill sets and innovating new ways to provide community, to be able to come into your households and to your coaches and to your clients and provide leading edge technological advancement. So with that, this is the kind of sad part, is that this is the last of the calls, as they've said in the past. So our Monday and Wednesday night calls, we're going to be transitioning from those. And post-conference, you know, can't tell you when, sometime, you know, maybe in the fall, like we're not sure. It takes us how long it's going to take us, but we're going to come out with new ways to support and even more innovative ways to make your job easier, to make it easier to not only be a coach, but also to coach people and make the difference. So tonight, you know, as we sit here, I want to talk a little bit about some of those transitions. The first one is the Wednesday calls for your clients are going to be replaced. Currently, they're going to be getting a text or an email, which will notify them of a link. And we are providing with them the 26 elements. I've done a series of videos on the 26 habits of health elements, and those will be available for your clients to use. And obviously, you'll want to go through those as well so you can help with your clients. Second, I want to do is I want to spend a few moments talking about our Habits of Health coaching guide. You know, one of the key things that we do, and I read through this just before the call because I hadn't read it in a while, and, you know, it talks about welcoming to our team that for our coaches, we have a system. And when I was talking about making it easier, more effective for us to do our job, nothing does that better than the coaching guide. In fact, if you look at the life book, like Jamil was saying, is the life book is designed in the Habits Health system is designed for our clients to be self-efficacy, build self-efficacy, be able to instruct themselves and move forward to take control of their health and their life. And as you can see, the book is pretty big, and I always kid around, you know, if they haven't started, you can at least use them as barbells to get started on their journey to Habits of Healthy Motion. But over time, we made this book, you know, large print, meant to go over a year. But what's neat, even as a brand new coach, this guide is all you need is to masterfully coach your clients towards the Habits of Health system. And if you read through, I highly suggest, this is a great refresher, especially with us coming in. And by the way, on Saturday, we've changed the date. If you are coming live to the national convention, I'm doing Unplugged on Saturday because we want to make sure everybody had access to it. It's kind of my favorite time to sit there and, you know, get all your questions answered coming out of conference and really be there as partners and celebrate each of us working together for the amazing change we're making in the planet. But in this, if you read it, you know, welcome to our team, what it means for you, especially for your new coaches, and then what an Optavia coach is, compassionate guides, not teachers, but we're guides to help people. And then moving forward, it talks about the components. You know, obviously, the book is designed to be a compendium to sit here. And it's kind of funny, but it teaches me all the time because, you know, when I wrote this a couple of years ago, there was a lot of effort, but I can't remember everything I wrote. And it's interesting to kind of teach myself and spend time in it. But this is a great companion. So if you think about our system in one place versus having all these conflicting thoughts and feelings and concepts on what it creates health and well-being, it's all in one place for our clients and for our coaches. And then basically moving forward, we also have the app. And this is one of the things I'm excited about. Some of you are starting to experience our apps, and our apps are starting to come out. The Habits Health app came out a while back, and it had, it did have some glitches and stuff. The corporate team is putting all kinds of resources. They fixed the glitches. And in the future, we're going to make this a great accountability tool that your clients will be able to use on a daily basis to really support them. Because even if you're talking to them once or twice a week, we can't be for them all the time. And we want, and as we kind of shift to this new focus on using human transformational technology will want to use the app as well to help them be successful. So the neat thing about these pieces is we talk about our system of the macro habits, the six key areas, and nobody else talks about that. You know, we don't talk about weight loss. We don't talk about just exercise as exercise enthusiasts. We talk about doing all the things that are necessary in little baby micro habits, things that everybody can do in the key areas. And then we take your clients through those over the next 26 elements. And as they go through each one of those elements, you have a nice little area where what you're teaching your client is first to understand to take responsibility for their life and moving forward, to understand how you can move them forward by first knowing when they're ready to move to the next element. Second, if they're not quite ready to make the adjustments. And third is if they're not quite getting it, you know, they have a concept or something that's in the way, for you to very easily talk to them and help them then move forward to the point where then they can move forward and go through the 26 elements. And this is a great way. It gives you a little synopsis of each one. So I'm really proud in that area. And I think that our human transformational technology in terms of the habit cell system, the ability to create lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time, is pretty profound. It's a pretty good system. And I think the more you really kind of pull up your sleeves and get into it, and you start really using the coaching guide, it's going to make it easier and easier for you. And this is one of our world-class pieces, one of the pieces that's going to allow us to really move forward. So with that, at Sundance last year, we talked as a leadership team about stewardship, about our leaders coming together and protecting this mission with our company. And optimal health basically is part of organizational health. There's six key areas that we work on with our company that help provide organizational health. And the commitment of our leadership, which is pretty pronounced, and we've gotten together recently, and we had a meeting last week, and we're committed to work very closely with the company for organizational health, to put us in position so we can become the best in class, the best examples of health, well-being, best examples as coaches, and the best examples of basically leadership that we can have anywhere in the world. So with that, let's see. Oh. As so for your clients, we got them covered. We're going to use they're going to get a text and an email that will go over and show them where the videos are. And they can use those support along with you using the coaching guide with them. And also making sure, one of the things as leaders, I would make sure all your coaches are using the coaching guide and making sure they understand the importance, because, you know, this is what we know. If we can help our clients become self-efficient, where they can now learn the skill set, learn to be open, curious, and grow. Start to learn emotional agility so they can adapt to the rapidly changing world. They become great examples of people that then will want to become health coaches. And if we can start our coaches off as being amazing integrated clients, that starts and bodes really well for our future to be the best in class, to make sure we represent as Optavia coaches the best we can be. As coaches, over the next 4 or 5 weeks, just talking a little bit about National Convention, it's been since 2019 that we've been together. It's, gosh, that's quite a bit of time. And I'm real excited. You know, I can't wait. I get the opportunity to come out in the beginning on Thursday night before we have then we're going to party and have a block party after. But I can't wait to see y'all. You know, it's been too long. And, you know, remembering just back, as I did with these calls, I remember back when we started, there were like, I think, 110 people in our first convention. And so now we're going to have 10,000 and, you know, thousands more that are going to be showing up virtually. So whether you're going to be virtual or not, over the next several weeks, moving into that event at the end of July, really want you working, focusing with your mentorship team, and then working with your team to make sure we have everybody dialed in. I asked Kelly Rose to give you some facts. So basically, you can go to OptaviaEvents.com and get signed up. On Thursday night, as I mentioned, we're going to have a great opening night, and then we're going to have a block party where we all get together and be at the Home Depot block party for us. And then Saturday night, we're going to have an amazing night of celebrations and ceremonies, which will put us in position to not just have fun. But, you know, when our time together, it doesn't matter where we are. We love being together. And, you know, this last couple of years has been a little trying with social distancing. And I can't wait to see, and, you know, Jennifer was asking me, you know, are you going to take pictures? Heck yeah, I'm going to take pictures. I can't wait to be there with you guys. And I know our leaders, you know, talking to all the leaders, we're all so excited about being back together. And, you know, going back for a minute from what we started at Sundance in organizational health, our leaders have come together as a leadership one And have committed to work together closely in a collaborative way. So the workshop we're putting together right now will be just the beginning of some smaller workshops we've done in the past and then become our new way of working. So as a company and as a field organization, we're doing something that, as far as I know, no one has done in the industry, is work to create the best of the best so that both our coaches and our company feel comfortable, and we're using the talents of both together to forge a mission that's going to change the world. So with that, you know, I'm very excited. I know some of you are thinking, oh, shucks, you love this call. And, you know, I've done them for a long time, and I've had lots of help from, you know, from Dan Bell and from the Millers and from Drollingers and the Woods and just a whole bunch of great leaders, the Valentine. I mean, it goes on and on and on. David Bush. I can't tell you how many people. We've had Amber Smithson and that team work on the Wednesday calls. So a lot of efforts come from that, and we put a lot of work into it. But the great news is we have much more to come, and it's time, as almost a $1 billion company, it's time for us to raise our game, get you in position where everything you do allows you to be efficient at providing the human connection. See, we have technology that's available that can do so many amazing things now. We're going to work together collectively with the company, with our work groups and working with the different systems. We have an amazing IT platform. We have great leadership from Dan Chart and from Nick Johnson. And Mike is running the training along with their team of Kelly Rose and Allison. And, I can't mention all of them, but we're at a point in time where all this is coming together. We're going to be going into this national convention 2021 as one team working together. And I can't wait to be there. So make sure you have time to get everybody registered. Let's get everybody registered. Let's get ready and let's have a great event. So with that, it's also the last of our field calls until after the workshop groups reset the bar of how we're going to move forward as both working with the company and with the field leaders. So tonight I have Integrated Presidential Sean Cody. He's going to talk about our last of our field calls for a while. Sean, how are you tonight, buddy?
Hey, Dr. A, I am great. Thank you. I'm so excited for this. So going into our field-led call, this is really for the person who is realizing, hey, we're halfway through the month, maybe a little bit more, and they're asking themselves, what's next? Where do we go from here? We're going to help you with that. We're going to be taking a dive into Connect. So whether or not you're comfortable using that amazing tool that OptaVia has provided us, we'll be taking a closer look to help you gain that confidence to use that. And then we'll take what you get there to help you start to put together an action plan that, together with your mentor coach, can help you finish the month strong. Thanks, Dr. A.
Awesome, Sean. And so, you know, for all of you on the call tonight, thank you for all the times you've been on this call. It's a little bittersweet. You know, it's been a lot of fun, but it's time for us to innovate. It's time to move on. It's not an effective way to utilize your time, and we're going to find much better ways. We're going to stay together and be connected at an even closer level. Can't wait to see you guys. Really get ready for National Convention. Just Dr. A signing off. God bless. Good night.
At OptaVia, our mission is to offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. The previous audio contained the personal testimonials of independent coaches and clients within the OptaVia community. Their results are based on the unique experiences of their journey. We cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. We hope these stories inspire you to continue your journey with or join OptaVia, but please note that they have not been verified and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you speak with a healthcare provider prior to beginning your journey with OptaVia. Additionally, this audio may have contained income or earnings representations of some independent OptaVia coaches. The stories shared reflect the unique experience of a very small percentage of OptaVia coaches and should not be relied upon by prospective or current OptaVia coaches as an indication of what they should expect to earn. We cannot guarantee financial success. Success with OptaVia results from successful sales efforts, which require hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the OptaVia income disclosure statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches.